Ann Coulter, Hold the Pulitzers. By Ann Coulter on March 27, 2019. The only people surprised that the special counsel's investigation of Russian collusion did not confirm a lunatic conspiracy theory are consumers of the modern American media. For 2 years, our constitutionally protected guardians of the truth put out a stream of misinformation, promising viewers that Robert Mueller was going to reverse the outcome of the 2016 election. Everyone at fake news MSNBC, marginally less fake news NBC, and totally fake news CNN, hosts, guests, legal experts and national security analysts, should be told, clean out your lockers. Put all your things in cardboard cartons. If you need to go back, you will be escorted by security. Instead, they are adamantly refusing to take back their years of lies about Trump and Russian collusion. This is not a time to let bygones by bygones. The boot should not be lifted from the media's throat. In case you'd forgotten what needs to be taken back, here is a random selection, from a single network for simplicity. Hi Nicole, and if it is Monday, the Russian conspiracy is so much worse than we knew. The Russian conspiracy to help get Donald Trump elected was apparently wider, deeper, dirtier, more sophisticated and more pervasive than we thought. Katie Tour, MSNBC, December 17, 2018. Well, this demonstrates that Robert Mueller is focusing on exactly what he is supposed to be focusing on. And that is Russia. We already have clear evidence of collaboration between the Trump campaign and Russian agents. Richard Painter, lawyer, MSNBC, May 1, 2018. You see all of these Russian connections, there's a new one every single day. And increasingly benign explanations for what the Trump, for what they're up to, benign explanations are just not credible. Max Boot, Warmonger, MSNBC, July 21, 2017. We have the most immoral president perhaps in American history, particularly because of the foreign influence of Russia. It is hard to believe that a prosecutor of Mueller's testing and experience would come to the end of this and not have something to say about these terrible offenses. John Flannery, lawyer, MSNBC, March 18, 2019. I'll tell you something, if Russia's inside man is not George Papadopoulos, then we've got a mystery person inside the Trump campaign who theoretically could still be in place. Frank Fiuzzi, former assistant director for counterintelligence, FBI, MSNBC, January 9, 2018. Malcolm Nance, counterterrorism intel analyst, MSNBC, November 30, 2018. This is the linkage between Donald Trump and Russia in crimes. Jill Winebanks, assistant Watergate prosecutor, MSNBC, December 7, 2018. It's going to be so clear that this has been a criminal enterprise from day one with the Russians and Trump. Representative Steve Cohen, MSNBC, December 7, 2018. With these gun rights folks potentially a conduit for Russian money alongside other forms of Russian government influence on our 2016 campaign? Rachel Maddow, MSNBC, July 25, 2018. And what about Trump's ringleadership of his people, including family members and their efforts to win this award of a foreign power, Russia, to win the presidency? Chris Matthews, MSNBC, March 8, 2019. And the Russians' investment in Trump goes back decades. It may have been the situation where Trump decided, look, what Russia is giving us in terms of political help here and undermining Hillary Clinton's candidacy may be way bigger than any deal we could ever get in Russia. Natasha Bertrand, The Atlantic, MSNBC, November 30, 2018. So, with this whole real estate deal and the clause that the Russians had into Cohen, and what he was doing with that in terms of dealing with the Russians was all part and parcel of this conspiracy that resulted in their assistance in the campaign. Nick Ackerman, assistant Watergate prosecutor, MSNBC, November 30, 2018. An American president who has been compromised by the Russians faces the world. Chris Hayes, MSNBC, November 30, 2018.